For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low,
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg,
just saying, okay,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
and our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love talking about on Ye Old Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Fricks Bachelor Podcast. And here I am with the gorgeous and talented little man, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm just so excited to be alive.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to be.
Yeah, one of my favorite housewives of all time is The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and so I'm glad when they get knocked down in a season but then come back like crazy people during the reunion. I mean, this is the most dependable cast for a reunion of all time.
They're basically like Chumbawamba, you know? They get knocked down, but they get up again, and nothing can keep them down, you know?
Then they just blame Portia for it.
Or a cider drink. So this is an exciting day, because it's Monday. It's Monday, and we're alive. Last week, we were in D.C., and I was like, that was so fun. We get to relax a little bit because we have weeks and weeks until our next live show. And then I was like, wait a second, what am I talking about? Our Irvine show is this Sunday. We have a show this week again. Oh, my goodness.
Party. Sunday party, baby. Yeah, we're going to be at the Irvine Improv this Sunday night. We're going to be recapping the classic Real Housewives of Orange County episode entitled Naked Wasted.
Yeah, that is a great, great episode. And, I mean, when in Orange County, must cover the great classic Orange County episodes.
Hell yeah.
So that's going to be super fun. You go to watchcrappens.com and we have a list of links to all of our shows. And just click there and you can buy tickets. And even if you're not coming to the Irvine show, maybe where you'll want to come to one of the shows in another city, you should. Next month we have Chicago and there's like, you know, like there've been like 10 tickets left for the longest time. So go buy those tickets so we can just like put that one out. And then, we have Phoenix and San Francisco coming up in June. Those will be great. We don't know what shows we're covering for any of these other shows yet, but at least for Irvine, we know we're talking OC. We're going to have a great, great time. We're going to have some really amazing giveaways. So that's gonna be this Sunday. You know, pay your taxes and then come see our show. Celebrate.
Oh, my God. I need to do that.
Cry into your cocktail. Let us help you get over your tax misery by talking about Real Housewives of Orange County. And I think anyone who's been to our shows can attest that they are a super fun time. So if you haven't done it yet, if you've never been to one of our shows and you're in Southern California or you feel like driving or flying to Southern California, come on over to the show.
Yeah, stop wasting your life. So today is the Real Housewives of Atlanta reunion.
Stop wasting your life. Some would say coming to our show is a waste of your life, but that's
so
rude. So rude.
This is living. Like on Weight Watchers commercials back in the day when it used to be about losing weight, not just accepting your fat ass the way it is. Thanks, Oprah. I win.
It's a living, as Angelian and Charlie Ralph would say, waiting on tables on a rooftop restaurant.
It's a living. It's all mushed in together into the same vocal. I don't know what I'm saying. Okay, let's go into the Real Housewives of Atlanta. So basically, it was like tonight on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I was like, no, I don't want to see. I don't want to watch. And it was like 3 minutes of, I don't know, like Planet Earth, but exciting, you know? It's like people just yelling at each other, and it's like someone's wearing a crown, and then somebody's in a ballet dress, like a tutu, like a tutu gown. And I was like, I do not want to be spoiled.
Yeah, it was like watching that scene from Planet Earth 2 where that lizard goes running across the beach trying to avoid all the vipers. And you're like, oh no, the lizard was caught. No, the lizard got away. Oh, here comes another viper and another viper and another viper.
And Andy's like, hey, Viper. He's the lizard. He's like, hey, Viper, like your boobs. When did you get those?
Hey, Viper number three. Have you had any work done? Great. Good seeing you. Hi, Viper number four. How are you? I know, right? You're looking refreshed. Had any fillers, Viper?
Hi, Viper. So anything for Shibai Shirei coming up? He's like the shadiest lizard. I'm like, just eat him already.
No, the lizards, the vipers are so concerned with trying to maintain their reputation that they just forget about eating the lizard and are like, well, I mean, my viper leisure wear, it's more of a viper lifestyle brand now.
Kenya didn't even marry a viper. She rented one. Okay, tell your friends. So yeah, Andy starts with his shady lady questions. He's like, is this nicer than the chateau? Was the furniture here nicer than at Cynthia's IKEA apartment? Hey, you guys, she's poor, and she's rumored to be a whore. I'd like to welcome Cynthia and Marlo to the Couches of the Reunion.
Interestingly enough, Portia was sitting in the prime seat next to Andy. I mean, obviously, Nini was on the other side. Nini always gets that seat. But Portia has finally graduated to seat number one, which is important to some people, I suppose. And she was also dressed in a tiara and a big purple dress.
Yes, she wore the crown. And Marlo's like, she's stealing my crown. I'm the crown. I'm the queen of shadiness. It's like, you're not even out here yet, Marlo. Just keep it calm. Keep on the free stroop waffles in the dressing room and leave us.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you like wipe your? Why don't you finish eating your stroop waffle before you start coming at us with shade? Okay. So the first question to Shibai Shirei is, are you wearing Shibai Shirei? She's like, you got Shibai Shirei? This is Shibai Gucci.
Portia Ray, she's like one of those people when you go downtown in Vegas and you're like, oh, they have a poker room. And then you leave like wanting to kill yourself because it's the most miserable thing in the world watching people on oxygen tanks like literally put their EBT cards in the middle of the table when they're like losing it all again.
That's like Sheree, yeah.
Sheree's basically the golden nugget all day, every day. You're like, you've already been broke. Whose money is this? Where are you getting all of this money? Why are you doing this to yourself?
If I may continue the Vegas analogy, Sheree reminds me of this one time I went to Vegas and I was in Harrah's Casino and I walked by the restroom and there was a guy just standing there by the restroom holding a mop and a bucket, staring at some vague space on the floor, maybe 3 feet in front of him. His hair was shaggy. He had like an unkempt mustache beard situation. And every time someone walked into the bathroom, he goes, What floor? Like, he's had ups and downs in life, and whatever journey he's taken has led him to this moment where he is just staring at the floor going, What floor?
That's Sheree. Except
that's Sheree. That's Sheree.
He would be like, Gucci. It's Gucci.
You got a wet floor? Gucci. You got a wet floor? Wet baseboard. Wet baseboards.
So Andy's like, is your phone on for Tyrone? Which I love when Andy rhymes just because he's on Atlanta. He's like, look, I'm street. He's like, is your phone on for Tyrone? And she's like, I don't know what she said, but he was like, well, I hope it's turned off because this is a no phone zone. I'm like, if this was a known phone zone, you all would be asleep already. You live for those things. The second they're like, it's lunchtime, they're like, bleep, 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 swipe, 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 swipe. This girl was a bitch to me.
Meanwhile, poor Sheree, her phone's been disconnected a long time ago. She's like, my Boost Mobile subscription just ran out.
I know. She's like, do you hear crickets? Oh, I meant to turn my ringer off. Cricket wireless. Jiminy Cricket comes on. He's like, will you pay your bill, please? Please.
She's pulling out a T-Mobile sidekick she found on Craigslist. Vintage.
Girl, you know I'd buy that in 2 seconds. I loved being like, shroop, 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 shroop.
Shroop, 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 shroop-a-doop, shroop-a-doop.
So Andy's like, whoa, welcome to the elephant room.
Yeah. I was like, you do not get to say that unless you're Umbella, okay?
So Portia is the queen of Thoughtlandia. Love it.
No, she is the goddess of love. She has renounced her title of princess of Thoughtlandia and graduated to goddess of love.
Oh, God, how did I not write that down? Why did I write like a phone book of notes, but I have princess of Thoughtlandia?
See, that's the thing. She will never be able to escape that image. No, she is a goddess of love, which sort of makes sense. And we have Cynthia in a giant gown. She's like, child, my gown. So big. I have to compete with Portia's goddess gown. It's crazy.
And Andy's like, hi, 50 Cent. And she's like, oh, it's 51 Cent now, child. I'm like, oh, God. Well, at least we know your storyline for next season.
You know, my friend Sylvia sent me an article about Kitchen Islands. It was an article, I forget the publication, but basically the writer had a stern rebuke of Kitchen Islands, saying that they are ruining kitchens. And whatever happened to the days when you just had a table and your grandma would sit at the table and chopped vegetables sitting at the table? Why do we have to have this giant slab of concrete right in the middle? And actually, the article kind of made some compelling points. And I bring this up because I feel like Cynthia would have fainted if she'd read it. Cha, how can you get rid of the island? Cha, what's on this island?
What's on this island? Mama will provide. Yeah, Cynthia, I mean, I can't with the Kitchen Island. Like, I'm getting upset like I'm at a reunion, okay? No one wants your grandmother fucking chopping things at the dining room table. She did that because they don't have islands. Grandmothers today go to spin class, okay? They've got the thighs to take the island.
Well, this writer made a case that the Kitchen Island is actually not as functional as you would think because for people who are shorter, when you have, especially if you have to, like, lift certain pots or whatever, it's harder, and then like chopping is it's easier to chop at a lower, to sit down and chop at something lower. I'm like, why? It's a good point. I mean, why do we look down at sitting and chopping? Like, you get, she said you get more leverage at a lower table.
Well, there's just so many kitchen trends that we're going to be so sad when they're gone, because everyone in the world or in America is like, open concept, and eventually someone's going to be like, yeah, I don't want my guests watching me sweat over this food, you know? And yeah. Then they're going to have to start building walls again. I want a future business that's going to be like Ronnie's Kitchen Walls, where I just come and put a wall back in your kitchen.
I know. There was a time in life when entering a house, like, you knew your station in life, depending on how deep you got into the house, you know, like how many rooms. It's true. And I do love that. I love shading someone by, like, taking them only and basically foyer adjacent to be like, you end here, yeah. You know? Yes. Like, the old country houses that they had in England, they were linear. Like, you had – it was just a series of rooms that went around. And basically, if you were super important, you got all the way to the end of the rooms and you were like, there – you've made it to the basically like the throne room, essentially. It's like, you are important. And I love the idea that, like, I can decide who gets to level up in my house.
You're like, this hallway is now open to you. You've impressed me enough to get the password to go down that hallway.
Yes. Would you like to come into my sunroom? Yes, you are allowed now.
So let's see what else. Nini has been medicated. I don't know who medicated Nini, but she came like just totally normal, nice, fun Nini today.
Yeah. Elder Leaks.
Yes. Elder Leaks, which I like because she's saying that because she thinks it's very like old, cause she's like owning her oldness or her age. She's... everyone was calling her old, but it's basically like a Mormon guy she's basically, the whitest you can be. She's like a Mormon guy from the Book of Mormon, because they all call each other elder.
Well, I mean, I think it's her attempt to do some damage control, because wasn't there that dinner maybe in San Francisco where someone's, I think maybe they showed it, like Candy, I think, said elder, and Nini got so mad about being called an elder, and I think now she's trying to like be like, no, I'm cool with it. I'm cool. Look, you know what? I'm back on the show, and I've grown. I've grown so much. I'm like,
Yes. She actually said, I've grown. And she's like, and I have a lot tucked under my wig, honey. And Kenya's like, hopefully not a razor blade. I was like, that's why you're at the wrong end of the couch this year, Kenya, okay? Enjoy the far end of the couch. We need an old English hallway to get to Kenya this year.
Old English hallway to get to Kenya. Kenya's a reverse country house. She gets put all the way as deep into the house as possible.
Yes.
And you try not to get to the rooms.
Andy goes downstairs, crawls out a window, goes up a ladder and over a hedge. And he's like, hi, Kenya. So, any news of a little baby twirl? And she's like, this is my favorite group of liars ever, because none of them can do it well. Kenya's like, well, Twirl's my dog's name, so probably wouldn't name it Twirl. And he's like, so you're pregnant? And Portia's like, you're pregnant? And Kenya's like, is that a question? Well, let me just say, I mean, he formed it as a question, so first
yes.
of all. And then she's like, is that a question? Well, we definitely will be welcoming a boy or a girl in late spring, fall, some this year. And they're like, wow, what a great answer.
And they're like, how many months? She's like, I'm not going to say. I was like, okay, first of all, you are fully lying right now. We can see the lie forming. You're like, oh, I wasn't anticipating this, but maybe I'll say it later, and then I'll either abduct a child or find a stuffed animal or something like that, and maybe find a mannequin.
Yes.
Like she's just – I was like, oh, God. She's figuring out her storyline as she's speaking. Like, she's not pregnant.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I feel about this because, you know, I've watched a lot of soap operas in my life, so I really believe that Kenya would use that. I want to keep my man. I'm going to say I'm pregnant. But then how do you lie? But then it's Kenya, you know? Like, she goes, she's like, look at me. She calls, like, Tamara Tattles or whoever. And she's like, take a picture of me from behind a palm tree standing in front of an embryo center or whatever. So you just never know with Kenya.
Embryo
what she's
center. Is it like Home Depot?
Yeah.
So
you can get an embryo and some caulk.
So I feel like now that we're in a Me Too moment, you know, Bravo has realized it's probably not that appropriate to basically say, so did you get a boob job? What's going on with your lips? So instead they go about it in a kind of more sneaky way. They're like, well, it's been a decade of different hair, body, and fashion changes. Let's look back. And they just pretty much show how everyone's face has changed over the past 10 years, which is as close as they're going to get to what sort of work have you had done? What about you? What about you?
Yeah, basically, that's his new way to ask about boobs. So yeah. Since he can't ask them, he's like, so are your baby's boobs going to be big or small? It's like, okay, Andy, shut up. So during this montage, it was hilarious because everyone hates Sheree now openly. And when Sheree came off that bus in jogging pants, they just show everybody cracking up.
Yeah. Exactly. And the question is, hey, Sheree, you've got a great body. Why were you in sweats all season? She's like, I just go for comfort. I give up. I have to say, by the way, speaking of facial changes, etc., obviously the one who's had the most impressive transformation is Kim Zolciak-Bierman. And the reason why I bring this up is because Marlon Wayans posted a picture of her from the reunion on his Instagram. And he basically was like, to all of you guys wondering, we're not filming White Chicks 2, or yeah, White Chicks, right? And so Kim comments on this, and she's like, Marlon, I've always been such a fan of you and your family. My whole family has been, and for you to do this really hurts. It makes me sad, but I guess you just needed to laugh or something. Like, she was trying to guilt him. Like, oh my God, now here's Kim Zolciak, the victim of Marlon Wayans' shaming. When she made her face look like a plastic, well, it's already plastic, Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head. You did it to yourself, Kim, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
Kim was all over the place trying to be a victim, and Candy just ripped her right down on
Instagram.
It was
that too. Even more impressive. Yeah, why don't you talk about that?
Well, I don't have the tweets pulled up, but she, you know, Kim is just sitting there with her silo cup, you know, and her
solo cup.
Why do I keep calling it a
silo
cup?
I don't know,
cup?
But I'm going to correct you every single time.
Thank you, because eventually maybe I'll learn it. I should shock myself. I did buy a little battery-operated shocker.
Mm.
Do you know what those are? They're supposed to be for pain, which I don't have, but I figured that looks fine, so I got it. It was on sale.
Why not? Yeah.
And by the way, it shocks you. I put it on. I was like, ow! And I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but, you know, it's electricity that you're shooting yourself with. So anyway,
okay.
What was I talking about that?
Oh,
yeah.
So look up.
So Kim was talking. She was talking shit like, oh, well, sorry about your failed spinoffs, Candy. You know, blah, blah. I'm glad you're on Broadway. We can't get a spinoff or whatever. And then Candy's like, Bish. So I love when people spell it Bish. She's like,
Dulciac.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Flops. And then she put the ratings of their shows, and she premiered higher than all of Kim's shows, you know?
Yeah,
and also, she wrote the theme song for your show that you never even paid her for, you asshole.
Yeah, because basically Candy was shading Kim, because Kim was coming hard, and Candy was basically like, listen, like, it takes a lot, you know, it's pretty convenient that you sit and you just watch like a normal viewer, which is her way of saying, like, you're not a star. Like, you're just watching like a normal viewer, and then you just comment on it as if you have any insight, but you're just a viewer. You're not living, you're not with us. You're a viewer, so shut up. And that's when Kim is like, sorry that all your spinoffs failed when I got my spinoff, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's when Candy's like, okay, well, I had the highest rated spinoff, and mine have all done exceptionally well. Here are my ratings, and your ratings are this. And on top of that, I only do these like 3 or 4 episode spinoffs, these like one-offs, because I'm too busy shooting this show because I have a peach. And by the way, I was on Broadway.
Yes, and when you're good to mama, mama's good to you, so fuck off. And Kim's like,
yeah, fuck off, Kim.
Don't talk about my mama, I hate her.
I was such a big fan of you in Escape, I guess not anymore. God, too bad that you had to be that way.
Yeah, poor Kim, guys, poor Kim. So Andy gets to Sheree, and Nene, I had high hopes for Nene, because every time they showed Sheree, Nene would just roll her eyes. It's like she knew that the camera was on Sheree, and she's like, ugh. So Andy asked Sheree, so whatever happened to She by Sheree? Andy is the shadiest. Every time Sheree, he probably greets her like that, even if he calls her, like, hi, it's Andy, want to go have drinks? How's She by Sheree? Yeah. You know,
yeah,
it's like her biggest failure. Now, Sheree, for whatever reason, is not prepared for this and goes into like terrified lying Sheree mode. So he goes, what happened to She by Sheree? And she goes, joggers, joggers. And he's like, joggers. And she goes, yeah, joggers, joggers. And Candy goes, he's asking about your line. If it wasn't clear. And she goes, well, it wasn't clear. And he's like, and she goes, Candy goes, why am I getting backlash? And Andy's like, so joggers, what does that mean? And she's like, you know, comfortable, jogger. I'm selling joggers. You don't want to jog? Make them jog. Joggers for sale, She by Sheree. And then he goes, when is it coming out? And she's like, maybe summer, spring,
fall, summer, spring, fall.
When Candy has a baby.
Athletic. See, Andy, what I'm working on right now is I got this new look. It's kind of like a jumpsuit, but like orange. An orange jumpsuit? I think it would look really good with certain clientele.
Oh, my God. Speaking of... Well, I see why Sheree was fired after this reunion.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we should mention Sheree was fired.
Supposedly. Now, we never know the truth of this, because every year we hear someone's fired or someone's not coming back, and then they come back. Or, you know, whatever. We have to see how desperate they are at the beginning of next season, because that's when they really know. Like, 2 weeks before filming. Which I guess it is, right? So, she's freaking out and lying. It's like when Kenya shows her baby, also my fucking joggers. Okay, how about that? How's that for a deal?
The rumors on the internet is that Kenya is coming back for season 11 and then Sheree is gone. But like you said, who knows? We'll see it when we believe. We'll believe it when we see it.
Yes. Yeah, so what was I going to say about stupid Kenya? Summer, falls. She by Sheree. I don't know. Who cares?
Well, but now it comes to Nene, and the question is, you know, Nene, you always shade Kim for wearing wigs, but you wear them almost exclusively. And Nene's like, see, but when Kim wears wigs, they come from Party City.
And then, of course,
everyone laughs, even Kim's, you know, so-called allies. They just are laughing at her stupid face.
Well, by this time, they're just laughing at everybody's shade. I mean, they're yelling at each other about rape later, and they're just all laughing. They're like, Portia, love when we get to this rape conversation.
Portia spends the entire episode going, whew, that's shady. Because then someone writes in and goes, Candy, I liked you with your rooster short hair. And Portia's like, not rooster.
Yeah. She goes, these people are shady. Because Andy, you know, typically, as he always does, like the worst questions, he's like, Tawanda from Tulanu wants to know why you don't know what double-sided tape is. Cynthia's like, well, child. And Portia's like, shady river. Stupid. So he got to ask about boobs, so he's like happy with himself. So he's like, Candy, it's hard to tell that you went through such hell just a year ago, because Candy is a superwoman and a people's champ and was also accused of possibly maybe trying to rape somebody one time. Remember Candy? She's like, like, here we go again with this. It's like Andy's favorite thing to do.
Because he's basically, they start talking about Candy. It's the Candy segment, and we sort of land on her party that she had for being on the cover of Essence magazine. And it was like, why did Todd bring all this negativity into it? And Candy's like, I wasn't into it. I didn't like it at all. And they're like, well, but why do you keep inviting Porsche to these things and then ragging on her? And Candy's saying, she's like, see, no, Ryder was like, you should love that Porsche. Actually, no. But what she said was, that, you know, this was like a big dream and she wanted everyone to see her accomplishment, especially because what Porsche did last year could have basically, you know, fucked her up. And then at this point, this is when Candy starts, her shaky voice comes back. She's like, what you took me to last year could have killed my whole brand. Like, I could kill everything, and like the Essence thing scene cover could not have happened. You lose everything. I don't even think you know what the level that you did. Like,
you could have caught me my entire brain. And I thought she said brain.
I am your father.
I thought she said brained, and I was like, okay, we're taking it a little too far now.
You see now, Riley, you could have taken my brain. My brain. I need my brain function.
Go to the Wizard of Oz. Not my problem. So Porsche has decided that she's just not going to take anymore. And she's like, I'm not apologizing again. She's like, but my brain.
If I only had a brain.
That's Saray. If I only had a brain, John. If I only had a brain.
You got a brain? You got a brain?
You got a brand.
You got a brand.
The Tin Man is looking for a heart. The Lion is looking for courage. And the Charay Man is looking for joggers. She's just like, please, somebody wear these joggers, please.
Charay is like, zippity-da, zippity-day. Like, no, Charay, that's not Wizard of Oz.
And joggers don't have zippers. You got zippers?
I'm melting. I'm melting. I'm melting.
Kenya's like, how are you melting? Your water's not even turned on.
I'm not in penitentiary anymore.
Yeah, so let's all just pretend that the producer who got fired last year had nothing to do with these rape allegations and didn't go to Porsche or didn't go to Phaedra and say that Todd was saying that he wanted to put a drink, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, and the only reason I bring that up again is because Andy just won't let it go. It's like, come on. How much penance does this girl have to pay? And, you know, I know that pisses people off, and I don't care. I'm standing behind Porsche. She's funny.
Well, here's the thing is that a big part of this reunion was talking about Porsche and her inability to apologize effectively. Because I agree with what you've said and what Porsche said. Is like, how many times does she have to apologize? She really has apologized a lot. But the problem is she does blanket apologies. So she does – and she does it again. She's like – I apologize for whatever I said, whatever came out of my mouth. I apologize for it, you know? And Candy's like, that isn't the point. See, now, apology. I want it to be like, I said this, I fucked up. And Portia's like, oh, well, I can't see my ball and my sword. And you're like, no, it's like, the thing is, the issue here, which is frustrating because on the one hand, I want the women to see this is Porsche's version of apologizing, and she doesn't have she doesn't understand the vocabulary to give you the apology that you need. But I also want Porsche to realize, as if they're listening, that, like, you know, like, what they want is specifics. Because when you say, listen, what I said was wrong, and what, like, I'm sorry for everything I said, I'm sorry for all of it because it was hurtful. It's actually so generic. It's like it's easy. Whereas if you say, I'm sorry that I accused you of trying to like roofie me for having a sex dungeon. I was doing it because I was trying to be petty. I was trying to get back at you. And I misjudged the situation. I went too far. I got lost in it. It was really like I fucked up and it got away from me and I should have stopped then. I should have apologized a long time ago, and I'm sorry for the hurt that it caused. When you do that, It shows that you thought about the situation, you thought about the ramifications a little bit more, and you thought about the other person. But if you just say, I'm sorry for whatever I said, I'm sorry that I said that stuff, someone told me that, I'm sorry that I said it, it's like, it's not that it's insincere, it just doesn't feel like there's a lot of thought behind it, if that makes sense. No pun intended.
Portia's the biggest thought on this show. She admits it. Portia's like, remember that time I said sorry in the hallway when I brushed up against you? And then in San Francisco, I said sorry, but this trolley's so bumpy. And then remember, I said sorry, and you weren't ready, and that's okay. She's just like refusing. And Candy's like, like doing her cry thing. And she won't learn it. So
she won't. Sound like a car, like an old-fashioned car that just ran out of gas.
My brand. So Andy's like, so which part are you apologizing for? And she's like, for what came out of my mouth during the argument. And she's like, I would respect you if you said it was jacked up and below the belt. I'm like, she has said that, if that's all you're looking for. And then Portia just ruins it for herself. It's like, you can't cheer for Portia because she always fucks it up for herself. Yeah. She's like, I need a sword to fall on. I'm like, oh, God, yeah. Portia.
So then Andy's like, I want to move on because we're going to get back into this later on. And Candy goes, do we have to?
I love that she's just openly mad at him at this point. She's like, Jesus, yeah. Let it go. So then he moves into, and Nini gives her a big, I'm like mature Nini now. He's like, so Nini, you wanted her to fall on her sword. And she's like, well, I just wanted her to tell all these girls here, and like tells you how to apologize, which Nini still can't to this day do on her own. So by hypocrite,
exactly.
Lies.
Exactly. So now it's time for Marlo. Marlo arrives.
First he asked about Mama Joyce, and I just have to say this because he's like, sorry. We're moving on now. So what did you think about your mother hanging out with Portia? And she's like, I wasn't happy about it, but more unhappy what she said about Todd. And then they show Mama Joyce going, well, Todd is how Candy turned lemons into lemonade. And Candy's all worked up about it. I'm like, well, lemonade's delicious. So, you know, at least she's calling him lemonade now. I don't see what the problem is.
By the way, we have an update about Watch What Happens Live in LA. One of our listeners, Sarah, is there, and she's giving live updates via Twitter. And Spotted, Slade and Gretchen. So you guys in for a show tonight.
Of course. And you know that they're in general admission too. which is so good. Slade was like the first one online to get those tickets. He's like, remember me. So Andy's like, so some heifer from Hoboken wants to know. How could
that's like your name.
Yeah.
It's some hef and her last name is her from Hoboken. Some hef.
And he's like, what do you think about your mom being shady to Todd after he did the OLG restaurant after for her, you know? And Candy's like, now, don't talk about my mama.
Don't talk about my mama. Don't need my mama. Don't want my mama in this conversation.
So good.
I know. So Marlo comes out. She's like, she stole my crown. I'm like, okay, whatever. So she comes out. She sits on the couch. And we start talking about Marlo and her relationships. So she and Nini are rekindled, but what about her and Kenya? Where do they stand? And Marlo basically says that Kenya's not really her friend. And Kenya says that she liked Marlo and that they had a relationship. But last season when Marlo started spouting stuff about Kenya's mom and how Kenya's mom doesn't really want her, that's what really severed their relationship. And that was it for that.
Yes. And Andy's like, you always have different friends or whatever. And Marlo's like, you know, Kenya, you really should act. You're a really good actress. Because Kenya was like, I have struggled. You know, Kenya's starting her bullshit. And Kenya goes, I do act. Check my resume. Which
I
we
was
have,
in an
Kenya.
Episode of Martin 20 years ago.
We have checked your resume, honey.
Yeah, we remember the pilot that you shot. And I've actually seen that weird Jamaican zombie movie you did.
Yes, and that was the one good thing Michael Rapaport did on that Watch What Happens versus Kenya, because he did not do a great job on that. But that was one good thing he said. He was like, so how is Life Twirls On? How'd that go? How'd that work out for you?
I didn't even see that. I couldn't even be motivated to watch that episode because it's like the last thing I want to see. Like, I just read the transcripts and I was like, this is too much. This guy needs to take a seat. It's time for him to take a seat. I'm sorry. He needs to take an entire bench. Okay.
Yeah. So then Kenya's like, this is what they do. They just bring you down. And then Marlo just starts spouting nonsense. She's like, bright yellow over there.
Yeah. Bright yellow.
And Kenya's like, yeah, I am bright yellow because my skin is perfect. And Marlo's like, you awkward. You awkward. And Kenya's like, you sitting up there looking like James Amos in a wig, honey. Maybe if you stop fucking other women's husbands, you could get your own. And she goes, she's so good about being a lie. Where's your receipts? And Kenya's like, where's John? Here's a receipt for that. And I'm like, I don't know what is happening.
Yeah, it started becoming very confusing. And so then we learned this really desultory but uninteresting backstory between Kenya, Marlo, Nini, and John, the pizza dude from like 7 years ago that Nini dated and like in the season when she wasn't with Greg. It was that weird old dude who was giving her gifts. And so Kenya, they're trying to describe it. It's like very confusing. And essentially Kenya claims that Marlo tried to blackmail Nini over John the pizza dude. So I was like, okay, I don't understand what's happening here. So then we get some clarifications that basically Kenya says that Marlo tried to pimp out John the pizza dude, which is weird. I was like, does that mean that like Marlo is the madam and John is some sort of male gigolo?
Yeah, because I respect a business owner.
I know. So apparently Marlo went on a date with John or went on several dates, who knows, got him drunk, got $20,000 from him, and then like got access to his phone and like took pictures of text messages between Nini and John, and this was apparently a thing. I don't know. I was still very confused.
Supposedly she blackmailed John and said if he didn't give her $20,000, she would show those receipts to Greg, and then he paid her $20,000. And well, we don't know because that's Kenya's story, and then Marlo goes, $20,000? Come on, Kenya. That's my Nordstrom's bill. And Andy goes, well, did you pay your Nordstrom bill? And she goes, yes. So it's like, do you even know what you're fighting about at this point? And then Nini goes, this is Mr. I don't give a fuck. Because I don't give a fuck about him when I was married. I give a fuck about one man. And his name is John. And the only thing that's surprising to me is that he had any money left by the time I was done with his ass. Because I took plenty of his money.
Yeah, I actually thought Nini's response was hilarious. She like didn't deny it. She was like, whatever. I just took all his money. Like, he was a weird, slimy creature, and I took his money. And then Kenya, to me, had the line of the night. She goes, you're the only woman I know with a square reader between her legs.
I have been suggesting that go-go boys at the Abbey get square readers in their butt cracks for years now, okay?
I don't know if that line was rehearsed or not, but it was perfection. I watched it like 3 times over, and everyone was like, oh my god. Because look at her face, like she just said that.
Sure, it's like, that's good.
So how are Marlo and Sheree? And Marlo's like, well, you know, I think that Sheree and Nini should have a bond. And they're like, Kenny's like, it's called bond, not bond. I want to make fun of her for being so petty, except for the fact that I had just written a note being like, bund, what's that?
And Andy's like, well, Marlo was on bun patrol. And then we see the clip. So then when we come back, Andy goes, so does everybody believe that Kenya really got married? And Marlo goes, nope.
but she was the only one. She probably thought everyone was going to, but it's like that awkward moment when you think everyone's on board and no one piles on. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, then we had the most awkward sequence of all season, which is Kenya. Now, this is really sad when Kenya's sequence is in season or in the first reunion. This is sad. But it was like, look, let's see what Kenya did this year. At least he's not cardboard. And then it's like domestic violence, Houston, you know, stuff on the street, yelling in a bathroom, showing your husband finally. It's like, please just get rid of Kenny at this point, or at least give her a year off, because this was the most depressing montage I've sat through in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing, I mean, with like, you know, Kenya, just saying, like, is Kenya's, I liked when they said, is Kenya's husband exempt from gossip and everything, you know, because you spent all these seasons talking about other husbands going all the way back to Portia, et cetera, and Cordell, like, why is Mark off limits? And she's like, well, now I understand, because I'm a married woman and I have a husband because I'm married and I'm a wife now. So if I could change that, I would.
Yeah, because you know, marriage. I have a ring, so I understand what it's like to have rings and be married. He's like, that's not really answering my question, Kenya. Well, as a married person, this is how married people answer questions, Andy.
Have you ever seen that show Married with Children? Or as I call it, Kenya'd with Children, because I have a child coming and I'm married.
In the some spring fall next year-ish. Marlo, classy lady. And
Yeah,
Portia's
so.
like, well, you have to understand, Kenya. You said horrible things about me and Cordell and na-na-na-na. And she's like, shut up, stupid, or whatever. So Andy's like, well, here's the thing that I
Here's
have a
what.
question. You're on a reality show about your life, and 2 weeks before shooting, you get married in secret. And she's like, well, that's what he wanted. And when he got on his knees and asked me to marry him, what the hell was I gonna do? Be a not married lady? I am married. She goes, my own father wasn't there, okay? And he goes, yeah. What about Mark's parents? And
Yeah, she's
she's
like,
like, no. And he goes,
we've. He's like, have you met them yet? She's like, we've met over the phone. He's like, isn't it odd that you haven't met his parents? She's like, not really. I mean, they live in a different state. I was like, oh yeah, that's true. You ha there's so much effort that goes into another state in this country. I mean, like, between the crocodiles you have to swim through
Yeah.
and the blood tests you have to take, it is hard getting from, you know, New York to Connecticut.
I know, honey, your husband is in a different state. There is no logic in this Kenya fight, and it's so funny. And then he's not going to drop it either. So he's like, so why didn't they get invited? Like, who cares? And she goes, I think they were on a cruise at the time. This is the best thing ever. And then
That's nice.
Portia's.
So why did he at why did you guys get eloped while his parents were on a cruise? See, there's so many follow-up questions Andy needs to ask.
I
Why?
know, but she won't answer them. He's at least trying with her, and she's like, eh, married. So Portia's like, why wouldn't you tell your best friend in the world, Cynthia? And she goes, well, she's not going to like the answer. And then Kenny goes, Cynthia cannot hold water. I'm like, is this a new phrase we're coming up with now? Because that's not what holds, that doesn't hold
Yeah.
much
Well,
water
maybe she
means.
just actually can't hold water. She's like, Cynthia can't hold water, and I was concerned that if I told her, she would make a mess.
I didn't want to have to tell Cynthia while she was licking that stupid ball in the gerbil water bottle, just trying to de-thirst herself.
Child, it's true. This is why I have our kitchen island. I just put my water glasses on there so I don't have to hold them. I can just rest them there.
That's what she buys Shreya's. Gerbil water bottles. Gerbil water bottles.
That's athleisure wear. Athleisure wear for gerbils. Gerbil wear. Gerbil joggers. Jogging on a wheel. Joggers. Water. Joggers. Waters. Gerbil wear. Job of the hut.
Andy Jabberwocky,
Jabberwocky.
Jabberwocky. They can
Gotta see
dance.
Jabberwocky.
They
Jabberwocky.
use
Ever seen you
joggers.
walk?
They
Ever
use
seen you
joggers.
walk? You walk needs to work out too.
So Andy's like, is Cynthia bad at
She
a
walked by charade.
secret? And Nini goes, I didn't know she couldn't hold water. I'm like, okay, Nini, this is called Nini loyalty, which is nice to see because it's
And
rare.
then Marlo's like, well, Cynthia's like, you know, honestly, Kenya, I wouldn't have told your secret. I mean, I know I can't hold water, but I would not have told your secret. And then Marlo's like, that's sad. They have to tell your friend that. It's like, shut up, Marlo. Shut
Yeah,
up.
Marlo, you have no
Go back to
friends.
blackmailing pizza guys.
Yes. I don't want Marlo on this show necessarily full time, but I do want a spinoff where she's blackmailing pizza guys.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing.
And so Kenya's like, well, I was private because these girls are just gonna come down on me with things like, you're not really married, you're having problems with your skin. And Marlo's like, but you were. And Kenya goes, struggle face, shut the hell up. I was like, struggle face is not really a Like, we could probably do better with our taunts, and yet somehow it's absolutely perfect. Struggle face.
Struggle face is pretty amazing. I'm hereby stealing struggle face. Okay. And Andy's like, well, it was pretty jarring off camera watching you cry about getting divorced. Was he threatening you with divorce? And she's like, well, Andy, and she's trying to cry, but it's not working. And she's like, it was a lot of pressure for him, and it was something to work through, but I'm the happiest in my marriage that I've ever been. Like, you've been married 5 minutes, Kenya. And Andy's like, yeah, it's stressful, but, you know, you're on a show, and the guy doesn't like the show. She goes, well, he'd never watched it. I'm sure a celebrity chef that you met through somebody on TV has never watched a reality show, the number one rated reality show that you're on, Kenya. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yes, yeah, so Andy's like, well, my impression of Mark is that that he didn't like the show and he thought it was a bad representation of black women. He never said that. He's like, actually, that's what he told my colleagues. And she's like, oh.
It was just a really long pause because she's like, that was the blogs that said that. He's like, no, it was, you know.
I thought it was actually
my assistant or whatever.
Even in this way, I thought it was sort of interesting that Andy even broached the idea that this is a bad representation of black women, because, you know, I sort of feel like that's true, you know, like, you know, it's just I've said it before. I just feel like this show just sort of portrays black women as just like these crazy nouveau riche loud women who are only interested in shading people, you know, just like I think in general Bravo is really bad for women as a whole. Like, it's bad representations of women. So, but like, I'm surprised that Andy like sort of broach that on the show itself.
But only in a way where he's totally mortified. He's like, how could he? But he was also basically saying, like, this guy's obviously abusive, babe. Like, he's threatening you to quit your job and separating you from the people that you what's happening? He's like turning you into a one island kind of woman or whatever. And it is awkward. I don't know what I'm saying. But it is
one kitchen island.
I'm watching this show too much. Shut up, struggle face.
Yeah, struggle face.
It was awkward. Kenya's whole season was awkward, and she does have the behavior of a woman who's in trouble. I mean, she always does, and we saw it happen last time with Matt. And I'm not saying this guy's abusive. I'm saying this is not a healthy relationship where you're like, we're together all the time, and then you show a closet full of clothes with her tags on them from Old Navy. He really wants to see me. We'll never come on the show. It's like,
but at least her, believe me. At least her garage window bills are down.
Oh my God, Matt. I hope Matt's new garage window business is going well.
I miss you, Kenya.
Crash. So let's see. And then she's like, well, because Andy goes, well, what does he think about your past on the show? Because Andy's just not going to let this die. He just keeps going and going and going. And Kenny goes, he never watches, Andy. And Marlo just has this look on her face like, what kind of queen is that? Doesn't even watch the show. What kind of gay man did you marry? And Marlo's like, Kenya's controlling and manipulative and a liar.
Yeah.
And then Cynthia goes, I don't know why you people think I can be controlled. She starts buzzing up.
She's just like reaching her hand into a puddle trying to pick up the water. I could do this, child. I know I can do it.
She's trying to lift the lake to dust under it. Told you, Andy. So then we get to the nose ring. Is that what you have next?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so next is the nose ring. And Andy's like, Sheree, was that very nice? And she's like, well, I got my ear pierced. And Kenny goes, it's not a nose ring. It's a piercing. And I'd rather a piercing than handcuffs on my man. And then Sheree goes, well, he'd have handcuffs if he was with you. Which, what does that even mean?
I don't know. I think Sheree was just treading water trying to get her senses together, you know?
Well,
she's just like joggers.
Yeah, joggers. Summerfall jogger. She made that comment at Kenya that time when Kenya was having abusive shit going on with Matt, where she's like, well, you keep pushing people, Kenya, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, is this another fucking ignorant Sheree comment?
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't know. I just thought it was funny when Kenya said, I'd rather have my man have a nose piercing than handcuffs. So then Kenya starts talking about the PSA, and you know, the time Andy's like, Kenya, your PSA, that was That was moving. Tough stuff, huh? And Kenny's like, yes, but people really liked it. They really responded well. And a lot of people told me it was the best episode ever of the entire franchise, perhaps ever on Bravo, ever on basic cable, and quite possibly in the history of television.
We were nominated for an Oscar, Andy, an Oscar. And Marlo's like, I doubt it. Marlo's just like heckling from the back. So good.
So then Andy is like, so who's going to get married next? And Trey's like, maybe me. Maybe me. Maybe me. And Kenny's like, are you going to get married in prison? Which is actually like a very fair question.
Yes. And then Sheree is not really killing it with her comebacks today. She goes, where'd you get married? Like, on a beach.
On a lovely scenic beach.
Tamara Tattles was hanging off a palm tree at my wedding on a beach to a rich guy, bitch, please. And Kenya's like, well, good luck in 4 years when he's out. And then Portia goes, I thought it was 2 months. And Sheree's like, hearing. He's waiting for a hearing. Which
he's going to come out in the winter or maybe September. September or June or spring, summer.
He'll be out in a week in Chateau Sheree years. So Portia's like, well, I'm the one getting married this year, claiming in the name of Jesus.
I like that. She's like, yeah, I'm going to get married. Yeah. Don't know how. Don't know who. It's going to be me.
Yeah, and Kendi goes, don't rush it. Ask the lady who got married in 6 months and holds up her ring. I'm like, Kenya, this is going to be the saddest fucking train wreck in life is Kenya's horrible divorce because this is not a marriage that's going to last. Calling it now.
Yeah. So then, now we go back to Portia. It's the Portia apology montage showing all the times that she apologized. And, you know, at the center of that is the Portia Nini fight. And, I think there was a question about what changed, why was Portia able to basically bury the hatchet with Nini? Like what changed that allowed Portia to go to Nini in Spain to, you know, bare her heart and soul?
Yes, and she's like, it was bun, okay, child? Why did I write that down? So then he's like, in the past, I liked Portia like a sister. So when we had a little tear, it wasn't big enough for me not to embrace her. And Candy's like, what? Candy was just cracking up at all of Nini's lies because Nini was pretending to be nice. And every time she said something like this, Candy just started cracking up. So good.
Yeah. Yeah. She does that. The Candy, the. Or something like that, Candy. Naturally. Our podcast is basically a sequence of squeaks and whistles.
I know. If you haven't had a bird die on your window today, you're not playing this loudly enough. So Andy was like, Portia, were you surprised that Nini was supportive of you? Like, Nini was not supportive of Portia.
Not at all.
She yelled at her for no reason at the beginning of the show to turn everybody further against her just so she wouldn't be the villain. Then she's just trying to put her in a fucking firing line. How is she being supportive of Portia? This is ridiculous. And Portia's like, the internet was shocked, but I love Nini, and she loves me, and I support her, and I never want to disrespect her, go over the line, or all the way over the line. And he goes, but isn't that how it was with you and Candy? And Candy's like, that's what I was trying to say about me and you. And Portia goes, hold on. Just my favorite Portia line of all time.
So yeah, basically she says that Candy, like, she's like, well, I would have, but like, Candy never gave me the one-on-one. So like Nini gave me one-on-one time, so I was able to bury the hatchet, which still feels a little weird. And then meanwhile, Andy is like, do you still deny, Nini, that you asked Portia, you said that Portia should be fired? And she's like, no, I never said that she should be fired. I said she should be off the show. Two totally different things. I'm like, that is literally the definition of firing someone, is that they are off the workplace of whatever.
Yeah. So she's like, Andy's, I felt, like, yeah. Oh, sorry. Andy goes, well, it's analogous. She's like, listen, Marlo can do whatever she wants in her bedroom, but I'm not doing no analogous, okay? He's like, no, it's not butt sex. It's like the same. And she's like, well, I don't know what that is, but after season 9, they should have been gone, and I'll say that. And Portia's like, that hurt. And I didn't like when you said that. And then he goes, I received it.
Yeah.
It's like Needy's like signing for her Amazon.
She doesn't actually say, I'm sorry, you know, because Portia was like, listen, when you said that, that really hurt me because the yada yada, you know, X, Y, and Z. And Nini does not say, oh, I get it now. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. She just goes, I've received that.
And Andy goes, it is under consideration. That's big. He goes, that's big.
Yeah, so big. So now we go on to Portia versus Sheree. And, you know, the whole thing at the end of the season was that Portia told Shamia, don't trust anyone, not even Sheree. And so Sheree's like, why can't you trust me? Why can't you trust me? I'm making joggers. I'm making joggers. And Portia's like, well, first of all, you are the bone collector. You are proudly the bone collector. You're the self-proclaimed bone collector. You love collecting bones. This is what you do. So yeah, I'm gonna tell her. Don't tell Sheree things because you're the bone collector.
And then of course Sheree is like, well, that's true, but I've never given any of them a reason not to trust me. I'm like, well, are you admitting to telling everybody shit or not, Sheree? You can't have it both ways. And then Portia goes, do you trust me? And she goes, about as far as I can throw you.
And I got a bad back, so it's not very far. Portia's like, see, so like you don't trust me, so why should you be upset when I say I don't trust you?
Also, Sheree's she was like, right to say that, because the first second you got a chance, you fucking turned on her and got the Kiminator after her. You know, yep, so fuck off. You're not a good friend. You're a terrible friend, Sheree. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, they're both being hypocritical because Portia doesn't like that Sheree shaded her for being cheap, and Portia's like, you were the ones who left the price tag on your wooden placemats and said you were going to take them back to Ross Dress for Less the next day. So
yeah, it's so stupid. And Sheree's like, well, none of these girls wanted to be around her, so that's why she should have been loyal to me. It's like, well, no one wanted to be around you either. I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah.
So he's like, do you owe her an apology? And Portia's like, let's talk about that. And he's like, that's why I asked. That's what we're going to talk about. Yeah, do you owe her an apology?
That's what we're doing.
She's like, could you put that in question form? He's like, that was a question. She's like, anal beads. He's like, no analgus. Okay, yeah. Now, will you answer the question?
So Portia basically is like, I don't understand why people aren't more angry at Sheree for knowing about the Roach video before Barcelona even happened, you know? And so Sheree is like, we're talking about you. And Portia's like,
we're talking about you.
And Sheree's like, we're talking about you.
We're talking about you.
We're talking about you.
I love how Portia said it. She goes, ain't nobody gonna get on about that. Ain't nobody gonna get on about that. And Nini goes, oh, yes, soon. And then Sheree does that thing where she's pulling her own ponytail, you know, which Kim does as well when she gets nervous. They start pulling out their hair. So they're squealing. And then Sheree goes, let's be clear. No one cares anything for me. Cynthia wouldn't even give my son his free backpack for the backpack show to carry his books around. Don't care anything for me. And Portia's like, you jump on someone out. And then Nini's like, I don't care if you like me or not. You should have said something to me about that video. Because one thing I know about Sheree and Kim is they don't want anybody making fun of their house. That is over the line. I'm like, Nini, the things that you have said about people, and now you're mad about somebody criticizing a house. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Never change.
And Sheree's like, well, me being the Bone Collector LLC. And they're like, oh, Kenny's like, oh, it's an LLC now.
Marla goes, you're such a hater. You should be proud of her for having an LLC.
So Sheree, to prove that she's been loyal to everyone and no one's been loyal to her, she turns to Nini and she's like, I've gotten you into clubs. I've gotten you into clubs.
This was the funniest. This was the funniest.
Like, I've shared my McDonald's pivot. French fries with you. Yeah. Yes.
How can you not say I'm loyal? Don't you remember when we were friends and I gave you and Greg tickets to those games? And Nini's like, that's what friends do. She goes, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh my God. And then at one point, Portia says something to her. She's like, yeah, you should have. We knew you knew about the video because you told Kim. And then Sheree can't come up with anything. So she just goes, girl, shut up.
Shut up.
And Portia's like, you shut up. You shut up. You shut up. Hold on, hold on, hold up. Okay.
Hold on, shut up.
Spring summer joggers. Athleisure wear.
And Sheree's like, no one has ever brought me a bone. And Nini's like, I gave you the Tyrone bone. I came to you with that. I warned you about the Tyrone bone. What was she talking about with the Tyrone
bone? I think that Sheree just wanted a physical bone. She's like, I've dug so many holes in my backyard. I still can't find a bone.
How am I going to work on my tartar?
So Nini now, again, on her you know, the new, kinder, nicer, sweeter Nini is like, listen, I came into the season with an open heart for Sheree and for Candy and for everyone. I have an open heart because I am a nice person now. I'm like, well, except for Portia, you came into the season angry that Portia said one comment, throwaway comment on Dish Nation. And, you know, like, and now you're going to say that you have an open heart when you let that grudge pretty much power the whole first half of the season. No, come on, Nini.
Oh, Nini. I came in with an open heart and open arms.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Nini. Okay, so Cynthia's like, hi, I'm here. Did she ever answer that question about Kim Child? And Sheree's like, I do not have to run back and tell these girls what Kim says. Kim has been loyal to me. She has taken me to games. So I have several bones, and I can do what I want with my bones. There's one under the couch right now. Could someone get it for me? I cannot get it with my nose.
Can you tell I throw bones under the couch a lot?
Yeah.
Bueller's like, could someone please get me my bone?
Oh.
So Nini, who understands the logic of everything suddenly today, is like, that's not what he's asking you. And she's like, okay, then here, I don't feel like I have to. I tell whoever the fuck I want to tell about anything I want to fucking tell him because I have an LLC.
Yeah. I am the bone collector, and I will carry whichever bones I want to carry. I'm like, I love Bone Collector LLC has like rules and a mission statement.
Yeah, specific bones that they're going for. She's like, we are aiming for rib bones this year with the Bone Collector LLC. So Andy's like, well, I guess we can talk about this later because Kim's coming. And Kim goes, why are you bringing Kim out here? No one wants to talk to Kim.
Truly, no one wants it. No one wants it.
That was so funny. And Candy's like, ew, Kim. Everyone's mad that they have to talk to Kim. And I think Sheree does have a point here where she's like, if you don't want to fight the battle, why do I want to fight the battle? You know, about Kim. And Nini's like, oh, I'll fight the battle. But also, it's really not Sheree's job to go tell everybody that Kim has a video of roaches, you know, falling out of Brielle's poo-tang.
Well, because then she'll be accused of stirring the pot and being, you know, whatever. But this is also why Sheree got fired, probably.
Sheree got fired because she just came with nothing. I can't believe she... I mean, you at least Kenya asked Brandon to write some damn one-liners for her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. She just walked around in sweats all season and got romantically entangled with a prisoner.
Yeah. So coming up, Nini is going to fight the battle with the ever-classy Kim.
Is this reunion two parts or three parts?
I think it's three.
I mean, it was funny, but like three is a lot because nothing really happened this season. Yeah, because we'll probably have Eva coming back and Shamia.
But I couldn't believe how good it was. I was cracking up because I thought, how are they going to fill this? But of course, just bring in last season rape stuff and they'll get it done. Yeah. But then Sheree went on Instagram and it shows her sitting in her steam room in her man cave without a man. And she's like sitting there and she's like, hashtag not bothered. I'm like, Sheree, you know that she sprayed herself with water because that steam is not even turned on. You know it's not. It's this house of Sheree.
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting on her set piece. But loved it. So we'll see you next Monday with more of this. If you want to hear us talk about Real Housewives of Potomac and Trading Spaces return.
Naturally.
Go check out the Boney Balone. That's up today.
Yeah. And by the way, some people are like, where is your summer house coverage? We put it on our bonus episode from last week because we just didn't have any space in the normal show with all the big premieres, etc. So go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens to sign up for if you sign up on Patreon, you basically get access to the bonus episode no matter what.
Yeah,
so go there and you'll hear it. It's be super fun.
Okay, everybody, we will talk to you next time.
Bye.